The Wolf ship was only a few hours from Cape Shelter when the massive storm hit them. For 3 days, they had sailed north towards Scandia, through a sea that was calm as a millpond, a fact appreciated by Will and Evenlyn. "This isn't too bad," Will said, as the narrow ship cut smoothly through the waters. He had heard grim tales of people becoming violently sick on board ships at sea. But he could see nothing to worry about in this gentle rocking motion. Evenlyn nodded, a little doubtfully. She was by no means an experienced sailor, but she had been to sea before. "If this is as bad as it gets," she said. She had noticed the worried looks that Arik, the ship's captain, was casting to the north, and the way he was urging Wolfwind's rowers on to greater speed. For his part, Arik knew that this deceptively calm weather heralded a change for the worse. Much worse. Dimly, on the northern horizon, he could see the dark storm line forming. He knew that if they couldn't round Cape Shelter and get into the lee of the landmass in time, they would take the full force of the storm. For several minutes, he assessed speeds and distances, judging their progress against that of the onrushing clouds. "We're not going to make it," he said finally to Svengal. His second in command nodded agreement.
"Looks that way,"
Svengal said philosophically. Arik was glancing keenly around the ship, making sure that there was no loose gear that needed to be secured. His eye lit on the two prisoners, huddled in the bow.
"Better tie those two to the mast," he said, "and we'll rig the sweep steering oar as well."
Will and Evenlyn watched Svengal as he made his way toward them. He had a coil of light hemp in his hand. "What now?" Will asked. "They can't think we're going to try to escape." But Svengal had stopped by the mast and was beckoning urgently to them. The two Araluans rose and moved uncertainly toward him. Will noticed that the ship's motion was becoming a little more pronounced and the wind was increasing. He staggered as he made his way to Svengal. Behind him, he heard Evenlyn mutter an unladylike swear word as she stumbled and barked her shin on a bollard. Svengal drew his sax knife and cut two lengths of cord from the coil.
"Tie yourselves to the mast," he told them. "We're in for the mother of all storms, any minute."
"You mean we could be blown overboard?" Evenlyn asked incredulously. Svengal noted that Will was tying himself to the mast with a neatly executed bowline knot. The girl was having some trouble, so Svengal took the rope, passed it around her waist, and then secured her as well.
"Maybe," he replied to her question. "More likely washed overboard by the waves."
He saw the boy's face go pale with fear. "You're telling us that the waves actually come on board?" Will said. Svengal darted a fierce, humourless grin at him.
"Oh yes, indeed," he said,
and hurried back to assist Arik in the stern, where the captain was already rigging the massive sweep oar. Will swallowed several times. He'd assumed that a ship like this would ride over the waves like a gull. Now he was told that the waves were likely to come crashing on board. He wondered how they could possibly stay afloat if that were to happen. "Oh, God! What is that?" Evenlyn said softly, pointing to the north. The thin, dark line that Arik had seen was now a roiling black mass only a quarter of a kilometre away, sweeping down on them faster than a horse could gallop. The two of them huddled close to the base of the mast, trying to wrap their arms all the way around the rough pine pole, scrabbling for a grip with their fingernails. Then the sun was blotted out as the storm hit them. The sheer force of the wind took Will's breath away. Literally. This wasn't a wind like any Will had ever known. This was a savage, living, primeval force that wrapped around him, deafening him, blinding him, punching the breath out of his lungs and preventing his taking another, smothering him as it tried to claw his grip loose. His eyes were shut tight as he struggled to breathe, holding desperately to the mast. Dimly, He heard Evelyn scream and felt her begin to slip away from him.